Flock's initial venture capital came largely from members of the so-called PayPal mafia, including Palantir co-founder Peter Thiel. Garrett Langley had grown his privately held company into a $7.5 billion business. The more the American public learned about Flock's surveillance network, the more upset they became at the idea of being tracked everywhere they went. 404 Media ran a story on a brand new website that has mapped the locations of over 70,000 automated license plate readers around the world, but the majority of them are in the United States. What does Flock CEO Garrett Langley think about dflock.me?
And then unfortunately there's terroristic organizations like dflock, whose primary motivation is chaos. They are closer to Antifa than they are anything else. There's terroristic organizations like dflock.
But in a way, I'm thankful for Langley's arrogant, unhinged demonization of everyone opposed to his surveillance network, because that attitude is exactly what led Staunton's police chief, Jim Williams, to cancel Flock's contract.